What's going on, SLOC family? Sorry, it's been a long time. We haven't been in the holler at y'all. Brother like me got married last week. So this is the married edition from at my reception. Cats is wild. And the whole SLOC family is all on this, just jumping on the mic. To give y'all a little background, one of my groomsmen, shout out to Roy Robinson. Y'all hear us talk about him from time to time. Well, he gave a toast to me saying, the more we get together, you know, it's happy we'll be. So drink, motherfucker, drink. So he goes into that. What with all these people, some like half eight sip, like let's see, 80% of the crowd is our age, but 20% are older people, including my wife now is a father and family. So Roy gets checked. He felt all bad. He had to go around and apologize to all these older people. But then we started a whole movie called hashtag I'm with Roy. So if y'all want to check that out, it's all over Facebook. We supporting Roy to the end. But that was so people were talking about that throughout these conversations. Man, and appreciate y'all listening. This not that long of a show, but we wanted to give y'all a little something. Cats got a little bit too intoxicated and a lot of other stuff was kind of off. But hope y'all like it, man. And we'll be back soon. Peace. Oh, yeah, this was hosted by the King of the North. I forgot to mention that part. But email us, straightolc@gmail.com, Stroud Lowcast fan page. Check out Lando Cal, our side podcast, as well as straightolc on Twitter. Once again, this is peace for real this time. Before all that, keep on shooting us up with love. We got a lot of voicemails we're going to play on the next show coming up. Rim's been trying to have a real job, having them moving and shaking, but we're coming back. Me and Javon got some stuff coming. It's coming out soon. Me and Matt got another episode of Scenario coming soon. So it's just going to be some dope stuff. So keep on hold.
I'm there for you anytime you need me. For real, girl, it's me in your world. Believe me, nothing make a man feel better than a woman. Queen with a crown, that be down for whatever. There are few things that's forever. My lady, we can make more or make babies. Back when I was nothing, you made a brother feel like he was something. That's why I'm with you to this day, boo, no fronting. Even when the skies were gray, you would rub me on my back and say, baby, it'll be okay. Now that's real to a brother like me.
All right. So, special edition. I think the specialist, most special, one of them, edition that we've done. This can be straight out of Lowcast. This can be the scenario. Can be whatever. We are live at the wedding of Daryl Frierson. Think about that. Now, think about what we just said. I'm here with my man Sleep. Sleep is running anchor with
too.
Me.
Oh, my
like
God.
Like, it's live. Like, it's live. It's we're live. Here live, and it's live. And we're getting started right now. We're going to have literally everybody that can possibly come through this thing is going to come through at one point or another. And we're going to release this eventually. It is. So to my right, I've got an open bar. To my left, I've got women in celebration mode for the wedding out here. So I'm in heaven right now. I'm in single cat heaven right now.
As a man that's not single, if I was single, it would be bananas. The vast amount of women of different hues, heights, sizes, body types. It's just whatever you want. It's like the Baskin Robbins of women here.
The Baskin Robbins of women. Yeah, that's exactly how I feel. Like, I feel like I should like walk through like Willy Wonka out there with like the suit and the fucking cane and like and do the whole switchover, like everything. Like, it's crazy.
Before I even go further into that, my man Matt is dressed to the nine. Like, it's like a young British man came with the measurers and measured him from hem to toe. Like, he is like clean. I mean, the best.
I feel like Morris Day right now.
He looks really good. Like, hey, I'm serious. The fact that he is a single man here with this enormous amount of women.
It's going to be a good night for
Matt
White.
It's like the lotto. It's like pick 10.
It's going to be a good night for Matt White now. I feel like it's like the NBA draft. And, like, I've got the first pick. And, like, there's, like, all these people on the board. It's like the 92 draft. Like, Shaq, Alonzo, like, all sorts of motherfuckers out there that you can come up on the back end. So, we're going to have a good-ass time, though, here, man. This is going to be one of the best shows we do. We've got everybody here. I mean, we've got Jovan, we got Teddy, we got Daryl in there somewhere. Oh. We've got people that we've never even seen.
Hey, I got to be an alpha right quick and go stroll. I'll be right back.
Yeah. Sleep's got to run off. He's got to go and stroll right now. So, I'm going to keep it going. Because I'm going to grab a guest to come over here for this as we keep the show going live. Like, so everybody's kicking it. This is crazy. So I'm going to explain how it started off. So Daryl was out there with a very straight face, a very stone face. He was being very serious. He was giving the vows. He was doing the whole thing. We had to set up. You can come over here and talk, too. You come over here and talk, too. You give your best wishes to the happy couple as well. Introduce yourself. What city are you from? Where are you from? Go ahead.
I am from the Bahamas.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
This is an international podcast. We got flowers on the table, like Prince was here.
We got people from the Bahamas.
We got everything kicking off. We got people strolling. We got a fraternity war that's about to break out there.
Right. You know it. They about to do it.
I'm not going out there.
You got
that.
The alphas.
I'm the only one here.
You got to represent.
No, I will get beat up. There's too many of them. There's multiple Qs. There's multiple alphas. It's a big thing.
You got to do it. You got to do it.
So, we're going to get, like, so what are your thoughts about everything so far? Like, shit has been crazy. This has been great.
Yes.
The bar is open.
Yes.
The people are apparently open out there. Roy gave one of the great speeches in wedding history.
And then had to give an apology.
Roy, I've never seen a speech be given and then an immediate retraction happen that quickly. It was like, that's got to be what a day in the life of Donald Trump is like. Like, that's what happened right there. Roy turned into Donald Trump briefly.
Yes.
I wish this was a vlog, because everybody's face is the same when it comes up. Everybody looks off in the distance like, oh, shit. Yeah, he said that. Daryl's going to have to clean this up so much, because I don't really care.
But shit.
Yeah,
who's
shit.
Married?
Yeah, shit. Yeah, you got
who's
fucking...
Next?
Yeah, ooh, who's next? Adrian. Adrian got the thing. Adrian got
well,
the
we have
garden.
James McGowan, Adrian, or Javon.
So...
Oh, or you.
No, not me. I'm way far on the outside. Like, Adrian's way closer than me. He got the garter. I've never even gotten close to a garter. I've never even seen a garter.
Well, you know, whoever Adrian's married is gonna have to go through a whole lot of.
She's gonna have to be a special type of lady.
She is. She's gonna have to be a special type of strong lady
to do those things.
And I'm in the wedding, so.
Oh shit! Wow. Well, you gotta carry the torch for real. We'll see. So here's what's happening right now is they played Atomic Dog and they played the Q's and all of those old cats are walking off tired as hell. There's your husband looking tired as hell. Sleep
all
is worn out.
All
the
alphas
are looking
too.
Worn out. Yeah. They're looking worn out. They're looking worn out. Sleep's about to carry it for a second. I'm about to go and look and find something.
Why did the Q's start getting naked? Why are we at this lavish event? And the Q's are getting naked. Oh, this is like college all over again. I wanted to say, hey, man, congratulations to my boy Daryl, man, to his beautiful wife, Alexia, to their wonderful daughter. Oh, my God, this is live. I'm going to just hold this down for a minute. Matt wanted to go do some stuff, too. He a Kappa. He don't be acting like one. But he a Kappa. He out there being pretty and shit, shimmying and...
Shit.
Sprinkling niggas with pretty dust and whatnot, but he's on them women's. I just got joined by my boy Folk Dizzle.
Yeah, man.
My boy Dizzle.
They're playing the greatest song of our generation.
Yes, sir, they are right now.
And Back That Ass just came up.
My wife calling me. I'll be right back.
So,
I don't. Be right back.
Are we going to just pause this? Yeah. Hey, Back That Ass up. We'll be back in about 10 minutes.
Hey, and we're back. And we've got a direct part of Straight Out of Low-Cash shit now.
What's up, y'all?
He kicked it off. We got Jovan Bibbs in the building.
Jovan Bibbs, man. My brother Matt, man.
We're having a good-ass time. Like actively right now. We're recording.
But it don't matter. You know, okay, right.
The mic is live.
That's what it is.
So we're looking at... I wish that these guys have got the way so I can look at this scattered ass through
the
door.
Matt, did you see... When they played, the Q song. What did the Q stand to?
The Atomic Dog. Yes.
And remind you guys, we were at a wedding reception.
At a very nice white fucking establishment.
Right, very nice white establishment. And you know, the Q dogs got the dance, and one Q dog decides to just all the way come by this shirt. And I'm pretty sure it was Daryl's brother. But what I'll say is.
Eddie was one of the Qs that was out there living his life.
Eddie, were you about to come out your shirt?
I was not about to come out my shirt out of respect and due deference to this wedding, the blessed occasion.
Roy made sure it's not a blessed occasion anymore. Roy made sure the occasion is not blessed anymore.
Hey, we sending much love and blessings to the bride and groom. Hashtag fry holiday. Hashtag flood that rim.
Yo, 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 yo. This Kev in the building. Hey, I just saw my dog Roy. Hop it out.
Y'all didn't know we had DMX coming on the show today.
Hey.
Somebody get that on record.
I appreciate it.
Somebody get that on record.
Hey, much love to my dog, Daryl.
I'm the only new parent.
Congratulations to Daryl and Lexia. Y'all know y'all my fam. I love y'all. We on this podcast, baby. It's all for you.
Hey, y'all, he was drunk in the motherfucker. I'm going to tell y'all this. Now, can we cuss on her? Hey, Matt, can we cuss?
Yeah, man.
Okay, well, shit. Look, I'm going to tell y'all this.
Damn it, I wasn't drunk. I've been drinking beer.
Look, you better not cuss. You don't get cussed out by daddy. You better
right. Hey.
Hey, y'all.
They were playing back that ass up. The only reason why I came back in here is because I thought Pops was finna cut the music and say some emotion.
Hey, y'all, I'm gonna tell y'all this. Podcast world. Somebody, my boy got checked so bad. He got to singing.
I'm waiting for them to play that noob song for Matt. Don't so he can do me. His thing.
I'm not going to do anything with it.
He a damn liar.
I want them to play back that ass up again. Hey, Raunchy version.
Shout out to Daryl. Hey, Shout out to Daryl. Hold on, Charlie Murphy. Chill out. Shout out to Daryl. Shout out to Straight Low Cash. Hey, Daryl, man, it's your wedding night, nigga. Make it squirt.
Do right, we I'm know good. You? Hey, we don't even know who that was on the mic. Don't nobody know that dude.
We got Teddy here now. We've been able to pull Teddy out. Teddy was in the middle catching the squirt.
Down.
Flood that river.
Down. You need to be in team leaving in tonight.
Nah, he don't want to. Hey, I don't know if he want another kid. I know he yo. Niggas be hurting.
Yeah, ready for it.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. Kids are blessing. Kids are blessing. We don't not love the kids. So
team leaving in part two.
Hey, so hold on. Wait a minute. While we love the kids, Daryl's moment with that Garner was maybe the most awkward thing I've ever seen in my life. As his daughter sits in the front row as he throws the first pitch out.
Hey, this looks familiar.
Have you ever seen your whole life flash behind before your eyes?
Hey. She had that. She had that look on her face like, Daddy, what happened the last time you did this.
Hey, well, just to let y'all know, the lot of y'all yell, people going to have to cut their speakers down in their cars. Because they're going to, no, y'all good. I'm saying you already said it. So y'all drunk in a motherfucker. Kev's lips were actually touching the microphone's phone. There was actual
lipstick around his microphone right now. But
hey, Focus is right here getting twerked on by his wife. But that's what it's about.
Because Kevin won a twerking contest earlier tonight.
Kev was where he percolating and he got arrested because he was clapping his booty cheeks too loud.
He got arrested
and
for 15 all twerks minutes matter at this party.
Yeah. All twerks matter.
Yeah, Kev got arrested.
We gonna find Daryl. We gonna get Daryl on here in a second. He get his take on what the hell's going on.
It's a bunch of dudes over here, and somehow Focus is still getting twerked on.
It's a chick though.
You know why? Because that's way, you know why? You know why? Because that's my cousin. It's that's why it's happening.
Have y'all said anything about this bridesmaid lineup, nigga? Damn.
Oh. Hey. Whoa.
Hey, so meanwhile, this bridesmaid lineup is like the '96 Eastern All Star team. Like you got Scottie Pippen, Michael Jordan, Penny Hardaway. Like I want
Olajuwon.
They gonna be selling their jerseys tomorrow.
How you feel about the lineup, baby?
I'm gonna go get some of them.
That's probably a very good idea.
All right. So sadly, I can't have none of them. So I'm gonna let them go get some of them.
Okay. We went down to the Mary Lynn crew.
Mary niggas over here.
We down to the retired nigga crew.
That's real.
As all my single friends go out and Teddy's for some reason. All of my single friends and Teddy have gone to dance with the bridesmaids.
But we lost Focus.
And Focus is gone too. So I'm
going
to hold it down until everybody come back. So listen, man, the food was delicious. It was a wonderful bridal party. The guys had on Chucks and superhero shirts because we black geeks, black nerds, blurts, all that good stuff. We having a good time. Hey, Alan right here, you want to say something, man?
I said I need to say, Daryl, congratulations, make it squirt. Bridesmaid lineup's nice. The food was great. The music's awesome. Hey, it's good to be black and productive. That's all I can say.
So earlier when I ran off because I had dashed away, it was like Greek moment. So I got to go be an alpha, and that was dope. And then the Qs took over. And for some reason, they start getting naked, humping the ground.
As they do.
It's parents here. They don't care. Because Qs have no cooth. But I love them. They really don't care. Like, Roy became...
You want to say something, man?
Roy became super Q. Hey, one of my OGs is here.
Man, I just want to say congratulations. This has been a memorable occasion. I'm just going to leave it like that. I'm glad to be a part of it. Love y'all.
That's a beautiful dress.
Come on in.
Your dress is beautiful.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. We just got joined by a young lady, Matt, by there up here. Are you going
to
speak it?
She brought herself to the wedding. I didn't have
okay. You know.
I didn't contribute to that at all.
Her dress is a nice blue. It has a train. There's a little lace. I don't know what part. So above the cleavage line area.
So we've gone from us yelling into the microphone. We can talk to it
podcast
this
live right now?
We're live
right now.
Oh, shit. Okay, hold on a second. I got to say.
You can talk to it from that far.
Congratulations. No. Now, you got to pick it up. When it's real, you got to pick the mic up.
I've been like 10 weddings. This is the best bridesmaid lineup I've seen.
literally, she was about to talk into it, and you took it from in front of her face.
That's real.
Okay, who is about to talk?
Hi everybody, this is a bridesmaid coming at you on the podcast, live!
What's up y'all, we just want to say congratulations.
Congratulations, and must I say, Alexia had the finest bridesmaids ever in history. Okay. We can vouch for that. All of Main Street can vouch for that. We just want to say congratulations. Thank you for having us as a part of your wedding. We wish you blessings on blessings on blessings.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
And we're so proud of you, and we love you
we
very
love
much.
We love you so much.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Back to you guys.
Yeah, man.
Hey, they wasn't lying. They fine for real. They even sound like they was fine.
They are. And I'm a chick, and I'm not a lesbian, but these chicks are banging.
Let's just put it right here. Everybody talk at the same time.
Let me
congratulations not from the Simpsons. We love you all. We bless your marriage with great prosperity
open
and
bar.
Future.
Even if we don't move it, we still
the new black power couple.
He should have opened
me. Ting, ting. Or up a ting.
Hey, so.
I'm
so,
with all of y'all.
So my favorite part so far has been when Daryl showed his daughter how she was created right in front of her as he took that garter off of her mother. And she was looking around confused as hell, like, why is this happening?
Oh, it was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Thank you.
What's your favorite part so far? Let's go.
All of it.
I'm going to take the Fifth Amendment on that one.
We missed something.
What did
it's
you
something,
see that you can't share?
Something happened that we didn't see. And they done ran off.
Oh, she said something. She said something so scandalous she had to leave.
Something happened with the bridal party that we didn't get to see. But apparently it was good. I'm going
to
let Matt find out. I can't.
I'm going to find out about this. We're going to take a break. And we're going to come right back because I'm about to go do some investigative journalism.